And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, I'm talking about Alabama. Y'all, this show. I mean, it goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, before I go any further, let me just throw out something that I think is like super key. One of our newest advertisers is Inspire Advisors. So here, I'm about to tell you something big, and I'm going to give you something free. You ready? I got your attention now. This is a crazy world. We all know that. That's part of why this show has so much to say. This is a crazy world. And so all y'all out there, you right side ruffians, you're planning for your future and you're also standing up for your beliefs. That's the kind of audience I know we have. But what if you found out that in the middle of doing all that, some of the things you're investing in for your future are actually going to things that you say you don't believe in? Well, it happens all the time. Maybe it's time for you guys to meet Paul Breyer and his team of PhDs and financial experts at Inspire Advisors. Inspire Advisors. Look, y'all, I'm talking about financial planning that considers like who you are, what you believe, as much as your bottom line. These are solid local experts using biblically responsible investing. They use data-driven strategies, maximizing your return. And they do it in a way that not only impacts your bottom line, but can also impact the world in which you live. So that's what I call financial freedom right there. So here's the free thing. You ready? You might want to check and see if some of your current investment portfolio was going to things you say you don't believe in. The way to do that, get a free impact report off their website. Free impact report from Inspire Advisors at www.moneypatternwealth.com. That's Inspire Advisors at www.moneypatternwealth.com. You can also go to our website, rightsidemedia.org. That's the new version of our website, rightsidemedia.org. Click on Right Side Radio Sponsors, and you will find their logo go straight through their website. So it's conservative, it's godly, it's balanced, it's financial freedom. Y'all, it's Inspire Advisors at moneypatternwealth.com. All right, listen, I got a few text messages. Let me grab them real quick before I go any further. David from Bucky's says, Phil, maybe schools and parents and students should do what I did in school. My first mobile phone was a dime. I never left home without it. Absolutely. It was a dime and then it went to a quarter, but by golly, there was a cell phone in the lobby of the school. And if you needed to call home, you just did. Or you went to the principal's office and you said, excuse me, can I call the phone? Can you call my dad? It's just the way things worked for so long. And by the way, it worked. And I went to a huge school. I went to Grissom High School. It was a huge school. No problems. Carol from Athens says, I don't see what good a ban on cell phones during instruction time in schools will do if there's very little to no discipline in most schools. Says, I taught for 16 years. I went back to industry shortly before COVID hit. I saw such a decline in discipline over the years, and that had a lot to do with me leaving education. I totally get it. I've got very close family members who are educators, and they would say the same things. That's one of the reasons why I'm hopeful that this Teacher's Bill of Rights they passed this year will have some impact. Carol, thanks for what you do. John C. from Madison, July 4th, 1976. Says, we were all in Fremont, Ohio, visiting relatives. We saw the fireworks display. I was 15 or 16 years old. I asked my dad what he thought about July 4th fireworks would be like in the year 2000. He said, I don't know. I'll never make it. He passed away in 1997 at the age of 63. Wow. So to honor him about 15 years ago, I bought $2,000 or $3,000 worth of fireworks. Wow. And had a grand old time. He said, do you remember my dad? I'm glad I pulled over to say this. Still very emotional to me. John C., thank you for sharing that, man. Appreciate you. Colin from Decatur. Outside of politics, the only time I've ever heard people discussing the teachers' unions have been because teachers' unions have been protecting bad teachers that should have been fired years ago. Greed. Thank you, Colin. All right, we're going to jump on to the next dipper, all right? I'm moving forward. You ready? Here's the deal. Don't hurt their pride. Last month was Pride Month. So much to be proud of. Goodness knows. Pride goeth before a fall. Thank you very much. But has there ever been a more entitled, whiny, activist group than the LGBTQ activists? Now, I'll say it again for the third time on today's show. I recognize that not every person who identifies as gay is going to be a whiny activist. I know that for a fact. Take it for granted. I know that for a fact. I don't think that disqualifies them from having jobs. I don't think that disqualifies them from, you know, having civil rights. But the thing is, they're not a protected class. Who they sleep with is not the thing that gives them rights that are different than anybody else. And yet, my gosh, how dare you dead name me? What does that mean? You called me Bob and my name is now Gina. Stop it. How dare you use the wrong pronouns? Well, you know what? Your pronouns are whatever the by God English language says they're supposed to be. You were born a dude. You're a dude. You're a he. And don't tell me you're a they. There's no such thing as a they. An individual is not a they. A they is a plural. It doesn't work like that. You don't get to rewrite the English language because of your preferences. Just go figure it out and play in your club, but don't ask me to be a part of it. But things are happening right now that get to the point of being ludicrous. Story came out 2 days ago, 4 days ago. A woman by the name of, what's her name? Jenna Longoria, I think. Yeah, Jenna Longoria. She and her infant toddler son and mother were kicked off of a United Airlines flight. Why? She used the wrong pronoun on the flight attendant. It was a dude identifying as a chick who was a flight attendant. And when the dude took her pass, she said he. Thank you, sir. I think is what she said. Thank you, sir. She's carrying a toddler through an airport literally has the kid's car seat strapped to her back like a backpack so that she can use it in the airplane. You know how hairy that is to try and tote a child around an airport. Anybody who's traveled with a child of any type, but getting them through an airport is even more of an adventure. 16-month-old son. United Airlines wouldn't let her on because she misgendered the flight attendant. She says that literally, I'm speaking to one of the flight attendants. I got the pronouns wrong. The other flight attendant didn't like it. The captain said that I couldn't get on the plane. They told me it might be a hate crime. A hate crime. A hate crime. Are you watching what's happening on college campuses of pro-Palestinians? Are you watching what's happening in places like Seattle and Portland where Antifa is burning down city blocks? Are you watching what happens when BLM decides that you don't like, you know, to say that you want, how dare you say all lives matter? And yet, if a woman carrying a toddler in an airport looks at a guy who's obviously a guy, but he's wearing a dress and says, thank you, sir, that's a hate crime? But it goes on. It goes on, y'all. I mean, look, you remember the story? We talked about it on the show, what, about a week ago? No, about 2 weeks ago. Yeah. Out in, where is this? Was it Spokane? Spokane, Washington. Three teenagers were arrested in June for riding their e-scooters, their electric scooters. And they saw a rainbow crosswalk. And they're kids. What do you think's going to happen? They're going to get on there and turn some donuts on their little e-scooters. And they're kids. It was a lark. They were arrested. They're being charged with felonies. First-degree malicious mischief. Malicious mischief in the first degree, by you. They're looking at potential jail time, although they probably won't. They probably won't serve. But listen, this goes on. The article I've got here from the Washington Times even says, the specter of teenagers facing years in prison for scuffing up a street mural trampled each day by innumerable cars and bicycles and pedestrians struck some observers as excessive. You think? I want to know which one of the pride people felt like they needed to come testify against those children. Who's going to show up and say, well, this is why I was so offended and I could not function. The application of principles of daily life eluded me after I saw that they rode their scooters over the rainbow crosswalk. Nobody. Nobody in their right mind. Christopher Rufo, the guy from the Manhattan Institute who's been making waves on stuff like this, says Spokane has allowed the homeless to set up drug encampments on the sidewalks, but they prosecute teens for skidding their scooters on an intersection. Listen, I really do believe that someone's going to wind up seeing, you know, through this and those kids won't go to jail. But they were arrested. They were charged. They were literally facing jail, and they still are as far as we know. Last year, story on NBC. Last year, a 25-year-old man from Denver was arrested in connection with a, quote, criminal mischief pattern involving the deliberate removal and damage of LGBTQ pride flags in New York City's West Village. No. It's a place called the Stonewall National Monument. Stonewall National Monument is right across from a gay bar called the Stonewall Inn. There was a June 1969, they call it an uprising, but basically it was when the police had raided the Stonewall Inn, and the gay community was up in arms, and they had a riot. Well, there's now a monument to their riot. There's not going to be a monument to the January 6th riot on the Capitol steps, I guarantee you. But there was a monument at the Stonewall Inn. This guy stole the LGBTQ pride flag. Now, you can burn an American flag. That's free speech. You can probably steal an American flag and get away with it. You can spit on a veteran. That's all free speech. But don't you dare take a pride flag. June 15th, several transgender pride flags were deliberately removed and damaged at the monument. On June 18th, an unidentified person removed multiple pride flags. Suspects have been apprehended. Okay. A 52-year-old woman was attacked while she was jogging a mile west of the Hudson River Park. Police said she was approached by a person who made an anti-LGBTQ remark and struck her in the face. What? So, listen, this has got Jesse Smollett written all over it. It doesn't work like this. You can't cry victim every time somebody takes your pride flag. But, you know, hey, it continues on. How about in February of this year? Two soldiers. Yep. Members of the 3rd Infantry Division. Oh, excuse me, the 3rd Infantry Regiment. The Old Guard. Up in Arlington. They apparently took the pride flag from outside of a... I'm reading the article. NBC News. Two men have been arrested in the theft of LGBTQ pride flags from outside of a queer couple's home in Arlington. I'm uncomfortable saying queer. When I was a kid, that was a bad word. Anyway, Matthew Henshaw, 20, was arrested and charged in 3 of the 5 thefts. 3 counts of bias-motivated unlawful entry and 3 counts of petty larceny. Basically, and Joseph DeGregorio, 23, was charged with 1 count of petty larceny in connection with one of the thefts. I'm going to tell you right now, may have been a stupid thing to do, but they have now just been charged with larceny because they took a pride flag. And this is going to wind up ruining their military career. But hey, it's a hate crime, and you can't take a rainbow flag. Well, one of the victims said, society is so set up for heteronormativity. Okay, when I see somebody using a word like heteronormativity, I'm just going to tell you right now.
Are these real words?
This is apparently, that's a great Scrabble word, isn't it? Heteronormativity. It's even hard to say. If somebody starts spitting out words like heteronormativity, it's going to have a tone like that. So you have to say it that way. You can't say, well, heteronormativity. You have to say, heteronormativity. That's how it comes out.
Yeah, you have to say it like you need to speak to the manager.
Oh, absolutely. As well-intentioned as people can be, there's always going to be an element of not feeling like you fit in when you're queer. This is her talking. So we're doing this for us. We're putting it up again. We're doing it for the whole community who may not feel as safe. So they don't feel safe because their flag came down. Listen, when Charlene and I were newlyweds, we actually had somebody take the wreath off of our house, our Christmas wreath. It was actually wired to the window. They came up on our front porch and took it. We didn't go cry and feel like we were unsafe. We hung a new wreath out there and we watched out for it. Don't hurt their pride. They're very sensitive. Let's take a break. I ran long. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man.
Man, making common sense like a superpower. Hey, I'll wrap this segment up. And don't forget, by the way, coming up top of the hour, we're going to have the Grand Council with Jeff Poore and Dale Jackson. Like, for instance, a minute ago, I was talking about stuff that becomes hate crimes. You're looking at it going, please, could you find something real to complain about? We don't feel safe because the pride flag was taken off our porch. I no longer feel safe because you misgendered me. I mean, we got a story right here that happened just 2 weeks ago in St. Tammany Parish in Louisiana. Sheriff's deputies have arrested three Mandeville area teens after allegedly stealing and burning an LGBTQ flag. Well, two 15-year-olds, one 14-year-old. Took a rainbow flag, burned it. Stolen from outside a house, burned it in the middle of the roadway at the intersection of Salt Drive and Preville Drive. Okay. They were released to their parents and guardians on custodial agreements to appear in courts on charges of theft, criminal damage to property, and misdemeanor hate crimes. Wow. Kids. Somewhere along the line, how about remember their kids? But they burned a pride flag. But by golly, you can burn an American flag all day long. But see, it gets real serious when you think about things that they're trying to do, not just to affect your lives and enforce laws that don't exist and create laws that shouldn't exist. Then there's the effort to do things on a national scale like the Equality Act. Now, the Equality Act is still not law. It started off in 2021, but this is what Human Rights Campaign and others are trying to do. The Equality Act, which was, by the way, sponsored by Nancy Pelosi. It would add sexual orientation and gender identity as protected classes under federal law. That means that anything that you can't do because of someone's skin color or their religion or the fact that, you know, a woman is pregnant or they're handicapped, protected classes are what those are. Those are all normal protected classes. Who you sleep with, especially when your gender can be changing overnight. I mean, how do we do this? Bob has a job. Bob comes to work every day. Bob comes to work every day and one day shows up at work and says, my name is now Susie. Do you look at Bob and go, what are you talking about? Don't you misgender me? And suddenly you've got a protected class problem. This is going to be madness. So what would the Human Rights Campaign-sponsored Equality Act do? Well, it would force employers and workers to conform to sexual norms or lose their businesses and jobs. It's already happening in some places. Remember the cake baking thing from Colorado? Oh, yeah. Went through the Supreme Court. Medical professionals would be required to provide and even pay for therapies that may go against their moral or medical objections. Things like transgender treatments and even surgeries. To include, by the way, normalizing hormonal and surgical interventions on gender dysphoric children. Yes. And then, oh, by the way, creating ideological educational requirements as a matter of law, not just interpretation by the Department of Education, but actual law. It would lead to the erasure of women's sports and sex-specific facilities. There would be law that says you can't stop a dude from going in the girls' locker room. Nonprofits, volunteers, even churches could be required to conform, even though it may violate their principles. I'm just telling you, folks, you hurt their pride, they're going to come for you. The activist side of the LGBTQ community is absolutely nuts. All right, coming right back, Grand Council. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.